Welcome back to It's Debatable Podcast with Doug and Schramm.
Welcome to It's Debatable, the show where we debate anything and everything just for the sake of arguing. My name's Doug, and as always, I'm debating my friend, my pal. He's the Hans Gruber to my John McClane, Stephen Schramm. Schramm, how you doing today?
Good, man. Another good analogy. I don't mind being Hans.
He dies at the end.
If he dies, he dies.
Wait, that's not from the same movie. You can't do
just
that.
Just felt appropriate.
You can't Ivan Drago it when we're talking about that.
Why not?
Oh, my God. Well, this is the part where I ask Schramm a question.
Actually, no.
Whoa.
I have a question for you for once.
Whoa.
Yeah. What is the shittiest thing you've ever done to someone?
Okay, so here's the part you usually hear the answer to that question, but usually normal people would take shittiest as worst thing, but we didn't. We took it literal. So tune into the end of the episode to hear some horrible stories involving that. But let's get right into the debate.
But anyway, Joey, what you got for us today?
Well, today's debate is, would you rather walk around bald or walk around with a toupee? Which is essentially trying to convince me to get a toupee.
Bald. You want to be bald, and let me tell you why. Don't be fake, man. Like, you are who you are. Like, you're losing some of your hair, and you might feel a little self-conscious about it, but I'll tell you what, for multiple reasons, the people in your life, the significant others in your life, if you're single and you're trying to get somebody, people love confidence, man. They want to see who you are. Putting on a toupee and trying to be something you're not screams insecurity. People don't take you serious when they know you're insecure. How can anybody take anybody serious when you're trying to talk to somebody and all of a sudden you got this guy with it and you know it's a toupee? There's literally a rug on his head and you're going to be staring at that thing the whole time. You're like, this guy can't even take himself serious enough to be himself. Why the fuck should I listen to anything I have to say? Why go through life being treated like someone who can't be relied on for anything because everyone knows how fucking fake you are? Listen, bald is in. A lot of people love balds right now. The Rock's bald. Everyone loves the fucking Rock. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice
was
pecs.
Yeah, he can make them bounce too and shit. It's
like, really?
Yeah, he had surgery to do that.
Send me that video.
Yeah, I got it. Stone Cold Steve Austin was bald. Even Shawn Michaels from wrestling, who's always known for his hair, he just finally went bald.
Speaking of fake.
True. Fake. True. It is. But, you know, there's nothing fake about being who you are during an appearance while you're doing a fake thing. And he said, fuck it, I'm just going to be who I am. There's something that speaks volumes about somebody who's confident enough not to let shit like that bother them. And I don't think you need to worry about having some kind of rug on your head that looks dirty and stupid to fucking be a person.
Schramm is talking about that trope that's in so many movies, the guy that wears the bad toupee that you could spot it a mile away. Toupee technology, it's at an all-time high. It might be 2019 in the day and age that we're living, but toupees are in the 2050s. You can't even tell. The blending of the hair is so perfect, you wouldn't even know. Some people actually use beard toupees. That's how great toupee technology is. And it's not being fake.
What do you mean beard toupees, you said?
Beard toupees. So some people have spotty beards.
Yeah.
So they actually have
Yeah, they're called mall Santas.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. But no, toupees, it's not about living a lie. You feel more confident. You know, you might look in the mirror, you say, you know, I don't like that style. I don't want to be bald. You have that toupee, you're like, you know what? I look pretty good. You know, it really flows into everything the way that I'm wearing, the person that I want to be. It's like wearing a hat. You know, you like the hat that you're wearing. You might want to just have a particular style on that day. Still have hair. You know, think back, you know, when you were in your 20s and you're like, damn, I look good with that flip.
Hmm.
So okay. Toup it up.
All right. Well, I would say right off the bat, a concern for me is I'm pretty active, right? I get a toupee, put that on. You mentioned technology.
Oh, it's in the 2050s. It's blended to your head.
Well, I'm not saying the way it looks, the appearance of it. My concern is it falling off. I'm embarrassed. I'm completely embarrassed. Let's say I'm playing basketball, got this toupee on. It's not, I don't know what technology is.
As you
for,
should
so.
Be. That's an
oh,
embarrassing
he's
thing.
He's
yeah, so if it yeah, so if it happens, you know, or what type of technology is involved with toupees at this point in time that can guarantee that I won't have to worry about it falling off when I'm doing an activity?
That's such a great question. And it might sound right now like we have a new sponsor, but There's a great company called Toups R Us, and they have the best toupees in the game. They are the gold standard when it comes to toupes. That's what we call them in the industry. But no, you put that on your head.
You had one on before, right?
Oh, totally. And it goes into your head. It fuses in. Now, there's some top athletes that are bald that you wouldn't know about. You want me to name a few?
Yeah, please.
Tom Brady?
Wow.
He's got horseshoe head.
No.
He's got cul-de-sac.
Jeff, can you confirm that?
Yeah. Can you confirm that Tom Brady has a cul-de-sac?
I'll look into it right now.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. But you know what he wears? He has to keep up appearances with his hot wife, Giselle, you know? So he puts on the toupe so he can get all those ads. It would look a little funny if there was a Versace ad and it's, you know, Tom Brady standing there with a cul-de-sac. You know, right? You're even laughing thinking about it. So sometimes toupes are necessary.
Okay. Great.
Toupes can be necessary for things that are like that. You know, we're going to go to do the Versace ad. We don't want you to have a cul-de-sac. So we're going to spend the time. We're going to put you in hair and makeup. We're going to have a professional photo shoot. And we're going to make sure this thing looks good. And we're going to take all the pictures in the world. John Travolta is a great example. The guy goes through fucking 10, 12 hours of makeup every time he has to do a movie because they got to make it look like he has hair. That dude is bald as hell. You are not going to look like Tom Brady or John Travolta after 10, 12 hours of makeup when you're wearing a toupee. These are professionals putting these things on people's heads for specific reasons for marketing. You're a regular guy, Joe. It's day to day for you. You're going to have to do
this. I got dreams.
Yeah, and that's fine, and I hope you achieve them, and I hope somebody pampers you like that. But right now, you're a regular guy living day to day that likes to play in basketball.
Just a regular Joe.
Just a regular average Joe.
Joe,
which means it's on.
Hold on. Yes.
Sorry. If you look at the screen.
Oh. Wow. So it's confirmed.
It's confirmed. Tom Brady is.
Tom Brady has a cul-de-sac.
Wow.
You take that jersey and those Super Bowl rings.
He kind of looks like Ted Bundy.
He does look like Ted Bundy. He kind of looks like the guy that would be the anchor in a local bowling league.
He does.
That hair does not make it look. I mean, that hair does not affect how he plays football. Doug said it best. That hair is only important for when he gets his endorsements. Mm-hmm. You being an average Joe, to finish my thought from before, you're on your own, bro. You wake up every single day. It's up to you to put that thing on and try and make it look like Tom Brady's Versace hat. It's not going to happen. And not because you're not good at it, but because, honestly, it takes a village. And you're not always going to have a village to make that toupee look good on you. Especially with the active lifestyle that you live, as you mentioned. No way, man. The other thing is, you said you'd be embarrassed if that thing fell off during basketball. As you should, because people would respect you less when they found out you wore a toupee. Why would you want to be respected less? You want to be a man of stature. You want people to look at you and be like, that's a respectable guy.
Those are all good points.
Wait, would you hate someone that is in a wheelchair?
I'd respect them. Oh. I thought you were going to say toupee.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say
I'd respect them, but...
Wait. So would you hate someone that... He's just trying to better himself. Tom Brady puts that on. And it's not like every person. He might go into hair and makeup, just like you mentioned, Travolta, for 10, 12 hours. But Toups R Us wouldn't be the number one toupee company in the world if they didn't have an economy one. And Doug could put on in 30 minutes.
Doug said before that it's blended to your head. Toups R Us will blend it to your head.
Yeah.
But in Doug's opening argument, he said, maybe you feel like a different style tomorrow or the next day or that other day. If it's so blended to your head, how are you going to switch it up the way that he said?
Because they blend all of them before they send you home.
I don't think they do.
It's like going suit shopping. You put on different suits.
So are you saying that I could have a different style at any time? There's more flexibility.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Maybe I'm feeling a little bit more, you know, to myself, a little bit more reserved. I want to go with a little bit longer.
Yeah, you can go a little bit longer. You can go a little faux-walk if you're just hanging home, want to role play.
I can get a mullet if I wanted.
Yes.
All right. Shram, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm 22 years old.
Yeah.
23, around there, usually a prime age. You're out and about. You know, you're trying to socialize, network, find a nice girl, something like that.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm balding.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I may see this girl. She may think I'm fucking 32, 33 years old, when really I'm 10 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
If I had an option to get a toupee to help me on my adventures.
Uh-huh.
Why shouldn't I? Why should I embrace looking like I'm, you know, typically I would talk to someone close to my age, so why would I want to look like I'm 10 years older than that?
It is proven And honestly, there's been many studies through this, through major Ivy League colleges, Harvard being one of them. It is absolutely proven that the older you get, the more girls flock towards to that sophisticated, mature type of look. I'm not going to lie to you, Joe. It might be a little tough outing when you're 22, 23 and you're balding. But you were only 22, 23 for a little while. You were older than that for much longer than your life, obviously. And what I mean by that is in your late 20s, early 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, you're going to have more time to clean up as the person that you really are than, you know, those couple months, maybe year or two when you're younger. But if you travel that road and you overcome the obstacles that were put in your way, you'll be a better person for it anyway. You'll have a lot more character. You'll have a lot more confidence in yourself.
That's not what I'm asking, though. I'm asking, I'm a 22, 23-year-old trying to pick up chicks, and I'm fucking bald. And I have an option to get a toupee that's from Tubes R Us that's going to make it look like I
3 out of 10
have nice hair. You know, why shouldn't I do that?
3 out of 10 girls have daddy issues. So,
not all dads are bald.
You'll figure it out. But he said he'll look older than he is.
So, what?
There's girls that are 22, 23 that go after the older gentleman.
Yeah, but they're not like, oh, I want
that. So, it's not like he's never going to get laid. It's not like he's never
going
to get laid.
Guy that's 32. Daddy issues is like she's going for a guy in his 40s and 50s.
Plus, when you're 22, 23 and you're out there looking, everyone's wasted. So the fact that she's even paying attention to that type of
shit. She may say something mean. Yeah. Like, get away from me, dad.
And say something mean back. Fuck her.
What? Yeah,
fuck
I mean, her. But I guess, but, you know.
And then you know this. You play the bad guy. She says something mean. Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. What happens? She's like, oh, damn, this guy's assertive. There's ways around it, bro.
Yeah, badgering women.
So it comes down to confidence.
Yeah, just talking terrible to women at a bar. That's great. No, but, you know, there's a lot of...
Jeff, can you look up how long it takes to put hair on John Travolta?
Yeah, I'll look into that right now.
And in this country, obviously, we know there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of racism in this country. We know that, right?
Yes.
Baldism's number two. People hate bald.
Where does sexism fall? Just out of curiosity.
Three. Wow. It's right there, yeah.
So you're telling me I have more rights than...
Well, I'm not talking about rights. I mean baldism as people hating bald people. People just hate them.
I don't hate bald people.
So,
their hair won't grow.
So you hate me?
Hell no, their hair won't grow.
Not to go back.
So you dislike me ever since I've shaved my head?
Oh, not me at all. I'm not in that.
You said people, though.
People.
To be fair, not to go back to The Rock, but he's the biggest movie star on the planet over the past like 4 years. He's in 33 movies a year. If people hated bald people, then fucking I don't think we'd be seeing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Do people hate Mr. Clean? I feel like I see the commercial and seems like a nice guy.
Mr. Clean's a little questionable. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Now, if somebody popped a toupee on him, he could run for president.
Yeah, but his shiny head kind of plays into the whole name, you know? Mr. Clean, he's got a clean, shiny head.
Would you buy
it goes well
if Mr. Clean got like a big raggedy toupee and was like, use this?
No, he's not using Clean. A raggedy.
Dave, hold on. Would you look at the bottle and be like, I feel like that'd be dirtier. I feel like that'd be dirtier.
And it's funny you say that again. And in your opening argument, you said that we're a dirty toupee. Like, am I fucking going to, once I'm done
dirty
done wearing my toupee, am I going to throw it on the floor and fucking kick it around? Or what do you mean by dirty?
I'm just saying that. This thing attracts like dust mites and, you know, crazy things that live with inside of it. And also, it's an extra chore that you got to do. If you don't want it to get dirty, and it will, it's fucking fake hair, dude. Like, you think
it's real hair. You use real hair.
And even worse, if you use real hair, like, fucking shit could get into it. You got to fucking, what are you going to shampoo your toupee?
I don't know.
You could just be you. You could be you and just wake up with the sun and go to bed with the moon and fucking just be you. Or you could be like, I got to go home and wash my rug tonight.
Well, yeah.
What did your dog take a shit? No.
Off.
The thing I wear on my fucking head. Yeah. Like, you don't want to do that.
I mean, that's one of the benefits I have is that there's less work, less maintenance.
If you can't wash your own hair, why would you want to wash fake hair?
It is kind of tedious though, shaving your head. I'm not gonna lie, Shrim.
You get a little cut, then you have to put. The little
I mean,
stop
I don't use a razor.
Oh, good.
But you know, I can't really see behind my head, so you know, there's sometimes,
yeah, somebody for help. Kinda, you have to use the double mirror thing.
Yeah.
No, but there's a toupee cleaning kit. You get home, you're like, honey, I'm home. You drop it
it's
in the little
expense.
Machine. It comes with the introductory offer, so let's not even get to that.
It's another expense.
But what is my downtime? You know, like, I got to come home, you know, long day of work, You know, then do I sleep in a toupee? Do I
you
take
can.
It off?
You
I mean, I don't know. I'm still waiting to hear a little bit more about the technology that they have.
Oh, sure.
So
they use Gore-Tex technology for it to grab onto your head. So that's the material they use. Like, and they use those really, really expensive jackets and gloves. Mm. So it can almost like mold into your head, which causes less sweat. So there's going to be no opportunity.
So I don't have to wear a headband anymore.
You don't have to wear a headband anymore. And it's not going to, you know, fall off your head when you're...
Yes, you do.
When you're dropping dimes.
You have to wear a headband.
No, but you're saying no. It absorbs the sweat. Is this a new technology that...
It's new technology.
Yeah, but if you're going to wear a fucking toupee, they're going to make it look like it's a normal hairline. They're not going to put the hairline down by your fucking eyebrows so you don't have to wear a headband. That would look weird. So... Even when you have hair, you have to wear a headband from your sweat. So if you're
you don't have to wear a headband.
No, you don't. You know, I mean, in reality, you actually get more sweat in your eyes without having hair to absorb it. And now with this new technology that Doug is saying.
No, but even if you have hair, the sweat comes, man. Like, people that have hair wear headbands during basketball because the sweat still comes. So unless you're wearing a toupee where your hairline's right above your eyebrows, then you're going to have to wear a headband.
Sure. I mean, have you never watched basketball before? Not every player is wearing
But I'm saying
there's
the ones that
there's
do.
Only a couple.
Yeah, I was like one of the few, and I think Jeff was one of the few.
Yeah, Jeff wears a headband hair.
And Jeff's got a ton of hair.
Well, he has to. He has to keep it out of his eyes.
Yeah.
Not for sweat.
I wore it for intimidation and high socks.
Didn't you wear, when you had short hair, didn't you wear a headband?
No.
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't.
All right.
Wow, that's egg in your face. That looks horrible. But again, back to the toupee technology.
Yeah, don't edit that out.
Yeah, back to the toupee technology, unless you have the answer.
I have the answer to Steve's request regarding John Travolta. And really, it all comes down to this. If you catch it early enough, which let's just say by now you're a little far gone. But let's just say within 2 to 3 weeks, you know, after the surgery, you start to see some growth, right? So... Mm-hmm.
Wait, I thought the question was how long it takes to get John Travolta ready.
Oh, dude, but it's you know, to put hair in him. I'm sure he caught it early enough, so.
No, I meant for, like, on set. Like how long does it take to put a toupee on his head?
That guy does not do on-set toupees. He goes and gets implants. That's not, but, I mean, you got to think, this guy.
But it looks retarded.
$4,000 to $15,000 is what that guy's spending for hair.
That's plugged.
An average Joe.
I mean, I'm
an
confident.
Average Joe.
I don't mind my situation.
Yeah.
You know, I you know, it's all like Shrem, you made very good points that, you know, be yourself. Don't try to change and be confident and
but you're still being yourself. Isn't that great? Two things in a row and right in his face.
No, it didn't actually.
That's
because
plugged.
I said it takes a village and
that's
Joe
plugged.
Is
that's
Joe,
not a toupee.
Joe is just an average Joe.
But this is toupee versus bald. He has plugs.
I mean,
if you think about it,
yeah, Siri just saw his watch just talking and said, I don't understand what you mean when you mean being bald.
Well, if you think about it, even John Travolta said, fuck it, I'm going bald. You know?
No, he's a Scientologist, so he needs all the hair he can get, and that's how confident that he is.
Wait, why do Scientology people need more hair?
You don't know that about that?
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously, you don't know about that?
Well, I know the shampoo.
That's one of the main reasons why he has.
Yeah, seriously, look at it. He's probably
Tom Cruise is some of the best.
He's
hair
the only. He's the only.
You know how big your dick has to be to be a Scientologist and be bald. That's confidence. That's what you want. You want that John Travolta dick?
No,
because he was scared thinking about how big it was.
Yeah, that just made me really uncomfortable.
No. Oh man.
Yeah. So I know I've asked you to explain the technology. Let's do a little role play here.
Sure. Am I the toupee salesman?
You're not. I mean, I wasn't going to do that, but we can do that.
He didn't even say
what
it was.
Yeah, that wasn't what I was going to do, but you know what? I kind of like that. So let's say I'll take the hat off. I'm walking. You see me in the street. Maybe you're one of those people at one of those pop-up shops.
Oh,
in the mall,
right?
Yeah, so I'm walking by. I'm trying to go to Foot Locker because I need socks or some shit.
Yeah.
What are you going to say to me?
I'll say, sir, do you know you look like someone famous? Are you famous?
Yeah, I get that all the time. You're referring to Drake or?
Yeah, but. Let me put this on your head. Brad Pitt?
Oh, my God. No.
I look nothing. Like, you do look like Brad Pitt when you put this on your head.
I don't see what you see. I don't see what you see.
Sir, It's my first day. I've never sold toupees in my life. But what I can say is I know the technology behind the toupees. I developed the toupees. I know that they can gravitate to your head to give you that confidence that you need. You might be the most confident person in the world, but that just gives you that little 1% that might help you land that big job.
The most confident person in the world doesn't need 1% because he's already at 100. Why do you need the one? You're already at 100. You're the most confident person in the world. What the fuck do you need the 1% for?
You can be 101%.
I like to give 110.
Yeah.
But why shouldn't I be embarrassed? Let's say if my toupee falls off.
Well, we won't let that happen over here at Toups R Us. We have 100% satisfaction guarantee that it will not fall off your head.
What's including that guarantee? Let's say it fucking falls off. There's no way this shit is staying on my head.
Here's what we'll do. If you ever see Men in Black, we'll use one of those things in Men in Black, and we'll make sure all the people that saw it fall off, erase that memory from them. So they'll never even know that that even happened. So we have your back.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. We got you, man.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Let me think about this for a second. Let's just go with the closing arguments.
Toupees. Stram likes to call them rugs. Such a cliche in the old movie, the big douchebag boss has that really terrible rug and it falls off. That doesn't happen. That's a movie. Joey, you're beautiful. You're confident. But with a toupee, you'll just have that little bit more. You know, again, like I told you, I care about your safety. There's a lot of baldism out there. There's people out there targeting bald people, chasing them down. You know, I look out for you. I care about your overall well-being. I just know with a toupee and the wonderful folks at Toups R Us, you'll have the kits. When you go home, it's simple. And you look great. And you have different styles. You can role play with the missus. A little faux hawk. Yeah.
Doug's trying to scare you into fucking all this baldism, where the fact that if you don't wear one, they're coming for you, they're trying to get at you. I've never known you to be a runner, and anyone who is bald shouldn't be. You shouldn't hide from that shit. If anything, you're giving them more power. They hate bald people. I put on a toupee. They win. Why the fuck let them win? Who the fuck are they? Be you. Be confident. Be the person that you want to be, man. Especially someone with an active lifestyle, the way that you do it. It's just, you don't want to go out there, you don't want to worry about cleaning the thing. That's, you come home from a long ass day of work and you want to hang out with your wife and, you know, have some cheese and wine or do whatever, you know, you may do. Hold on. I got to wash my toupee. I got to take care of it. Maybe you got like one of those little mannequin heads next to your bed and you like set it up. Like, it's just, it's a pain in the ass. Or you just wake up, be you, wash your head, go out and live your life. Respect is a big thing too, man. Like, people don't want to look at anybody that's fake. Wearing a toupee is just fake as hell. And honestly, I wouldn't be afraid of everything that Doug's saying when it comes to all that stuff. Don't worry about Toups R Us and all that other stuff. Be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. And you think you'll be the better person for it. And what it really comes down to is your respect will droop if you wear a toupee.
A lot to consider. You know, this hit close to the heart. You know, this is home for me. And this wasn't easy. You know, you guys made both valid arguments. You know, I like to be confident. I like to portray that I'm confident. You know, I like to build myself up, you know, and fuck it. If shit's not going the way it should be, you just got to roll with it. You know, if I don't have hair, I don't have fucking hair. You know, it is what it is. But I also like, I also like the thought of being whoever the fuck I want to be, you know? Maybe I want to be Brad Pitt. Maybe I want to be Keanu Reeves. It's endless. You know, when people and parents and you know, people you look up to tell you that you can be whoever you want to be, you know, you're kind of stuck if you don't have hair. How are you going to be somebody if you don't have the tools? This is key here. I want to be that little extra. I want to be a little bit more. I'm going to fucking Toups R Us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Give it to me.
You know, when they say be who you want to be, they don't mean that in a
satisfaction guarantee, baby. I'm sold.
Can I just say that I really, really listened in on this one. And what I learned is that baldness is a journey, a road less desired. People hate bald people. But the world is your oyster with a toupee.
Yeah.
That is the world could be your oyster.
I could do whatever I want.
No. The world could be your oyster.
No. I could be bald whenever I want.
He could be whoever he wants.
I could be bald. Maybe, like, you know what? Maybe I don't want to wear a toupee today. Who cares? At least I have that option.
Oh. Would you feel like you? Would you feel like you when you had one on?
Sometimes I want to be.
You said you want to be Brad Pitt. You want to be someone that's not you.
Yeah, fuck it. It's fun.
All right, that's great. Joey, I'll give you Kevin's number from Toops R Us.
Okay. Great.
He fit my dad. I want to
work direct with great. You though.
Oh yeah, no, Kevin's a great guy.
Give him that commission. Give him that commission.
Yeah,
Doug.
You. Shrimp, how do you feel?
That's bullshit. You know.
Well, it's not bullshit. It's the judge's decision. Why would you call it bullshit? He's here. Know. I have him come here.
I just did. I called.
Why are you calling him bullshit?
I don't, because I lost.
It's because I'm bald.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it
actually,
is.
Actually, swerve. I fucking hate bald people. So fuck you.
Jesus. Wow.
Holy
that got weird.
Shit.
All right, folks. You heard his verdict, and you're out of the loop if you don't wear a toupe. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to review, rate, and share our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at We Like the Debate and on Instagram at It's Debatable Pod. Good night. Well, it's time to grow up and be a Toops R Us dude. My hair's receding and people are rude. From blonde to brown and black to gray, they got the best Toops there is. I don't wanna grow hair, cause if I still shampooed, I couldn't be a Toops R Us dude.
I'm Judge Joey, and I approve this message.
Toops R Us is family owned and located on the corner of Vintner and South Street across from Marty's Meat Market.
Okay, guys. Here is Shram's question, followed by our full response. Enjoy.
Well, this is the part where I ask Shram a question.
Actually, no. Whoa. I have a question for you for once.
Whoa.
Yeah. What is the shittiest thing you've ever done to someone?
All right.
I can name a couple.
I know. I'm going to name one, and I don't know if Joey is involved in this. I'm not going to use any names, but I think it might come back to me. It was 15 years ago, and it's funny you use the word shit. I one time shit in a plastic bag and then put it underneath someone that was at a party I was hanging out with, door handles.
What?
And then they went outside and they stuck their fingers in my shit. I think Joey was with me for that.
Yeah, wow. Definitely know what you're
There's
talking
a few
about.
Other poop ones. One time I lit a bag of shit on fire and the fire department got called because it almost lit a kid's house on fire.
How about peeing in a pickle jar or something like that? And you ever do that?
I one question only. One question only.
Anyway, let's introduce our producer and engineer extraordinaire, Jeffrey Poland. Jeff, since I'm asking the questions this round, what is the shittiest thing you've ever done to someone?
Well, it's funny. It actually involves Doug. Doug actually pooped into a Burger King cup, and then I puked into it, and then we put it on
someone's car without using this.
Yes, yeah, and there you go.
Wow,
yeah,
you guys love fecal.
Oh, I think we got. And we,
you guys love fecal.
And we,
I didn't know this, and I've known you guys for like two decades. So
no, and we had another friend. I'm not going to use his name,
cause but he peed into it.
He peed into it.
Yeah, so it was like a.
It was a three-way of fecal matter and grossness.
And?
And let's just say he tried to push the cup off his car.
Yes.
Damn. As you can tell, back again, ready to sit in the judge's chambers, Joseph Jackab.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glad you're back.
Uh-huh.
Always a pleasure.
Yep.
What is the shittiest thing you've ever done to someone?
Well, I was in a bathroom once, and I was going to take a piss. You know, I like to make that, always bring that to the table. Instead of going into the toilet, I decided to grab the toothbrush to my right and filter it into the garbage can at that moment. So that's got to be the worst thing I've ever done to someone. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
No one here is innocent. That's good to know.
So, Shrim, what about you? And you can't say falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
I was going to pick it up.
He did that to himself. So.
For anybody,
speaking of fecal,
sometimes you get drunk and fall down the stairs and shit yourself, and then act like you didn't shit yourself and try and have conversations with people while you smell like shit.
And then you get picked up by our judge,
and then finally admit that you shit yourself.
Oh man,
with all that aside, with all that aside, that is not the shittiest thing that I've ever done to someone. Again, no names, but one time, a long time ago. A couple people I know, including myself, took marijuana out of somebody's car, and the person actually ended up coming to us and talking about how upset he was that he got robbed, and we were really empathetic, and we said, you know what, that's messed up. Why don't you come hang out with us? And then we smoked the kid out on his own weed that we stole from him that he didn't know about. So it was pretty messed up.
You need to up your terrible things.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that's not a big deal.
I said kind of like a tamer thing because, you know, I'm a dad now, so I don't want to, like, you know.
Hold on, I'm sorry. I peed on someone's face when they were sleeping. Oh,
thank you. I was going to say.
It was down in Seaside Heights, and there was this kid.
No,
that
not
was...
that time, Eric. It wasn't that time, Eric.
Oh, man. There's a video, DVD with music to it, and it's really fucked up. But